Welcome to Fun Times with Prathamesh
and Pradnya.
And we have a new update. We are gonna say one proverb every day and an element of the periodic table.
Why this suddenly?
Because I just started making a new book which is called Elementary Examination of the Periodic Table.
An elementary examination of the periodic table.
It's handmade.
Okay, it's handmade book, and this was the title that Prathamesh thought of because it's all elements. So he said.
And proverbs, I'm curious about it, so I'm gonna say some proverbs and explain it.
So what are proverbs then?
Short sayings that tell you a life lesson.
Okay. So should we get started with today's episode?
Okay. And let's start with the proverb.
Okay.
Share. Because it's short.
What is today's proverb?
All that glitters is not gold.
Today's proverb is, again, repeat.
All that glitters is not gold.
Okay. And what does it mean?
It means, let's say you have a beautiful toy at the supermarket and you really want to buy it. So, and you bought it, and then it was really boring for you to play with it. It glittered to you when you saw it, but now when you have it, you don't feel special about it.
Okay, so basically it looked more than it was worth. It looked very valuable, but actually it was not that great.
Or let's say there's a really handsome man in front of you, and you're trying to talk to that man because you like him a lot because of his appearance. But he's really mean. He's actually a bully. So let's say the glitter is how his appearance is, how he looks so beautiful, but in reality he's just a big bully.
Okay. So the quality of good person, the looks are not the real quality, right? You know, it's a quality that doesn't tell you how the person is, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just because of the appearance, it is not always that you see. So sometimes what you see can be true, but there might be a secret behind that object or, let's say, person.
So you have to, just if you see somebody cool, that, you know, you have to make sure that they are really cool, just not by looks but by their behavior.
This
also
is why you have to make choices by yourself. This is a really important lesson.
You have to judge people and objects.
Yes, judge people and objects. And like, if you really find a really nice toy you saw and you bought it and you did not like it, you will be just wasting money. You need to be really aware of this.
But how can you make sure that what you're buying is of good value then? What can you do then to stop this from happening?
Take a pause. Then think what you already have. Let's say I really want a gun, but I have so many guns. Why do I need a new gun? So feel happy about what you have. You don't need to have everything you want, because what you have might already exist somewhere.
So whatever you want, you might already be
somewhere
having it.
Somewhere you already have. So like, you have lots of guns, but you want to buy a new gun. And you're like, but all my guns are so bad. But he plays with the guns every day. And he likes guns. So why can't he like his guns? Why do you need new guns? You'll be wasting money.
Okay. I got your point. Nice, nice. So can we move on to periodic table now? So the that sums up the proverb, the proverb of the day, which is all
that. Okay, all that glitters is not gold.
Okay, great. So now moving on to periodic table then.
Okay.
So before we begin with periodic table, do you have to introduce us to periodic table? What is periodic table?
You know what is an atom?
An atom is the smallest part of anything like matter.
And what does it have inside an atom?
It has, can you tell us?
Electrons, protons and neutrons. Protons and neutrons make up the nucleus.
What is a nucleus?
Nucleus is a ball of protons and neutrons. And then there are...
Where is it?
It's the center of an atom.
Yeah, nucleus is usually the center.
And there are orbits around it and electrons revolve around the nucleus. It's like there are planets revolving around the sun.
Right.
So... that's what's an atom, and a neutron gives no charge, a proton gives positive charge, and an electron gives negative charge. So now there are different types of atoms, and one atom might have many neutrons and protons and electrons, and one might have no neutrons, like just like hydrogen has.
Okay.
And different types of atoms have elements. Are elements.
So, but
an atom will be an element.
Okay.
But there are different kinds of elements, or let's say atoms.
Okay.
And there is a table which counts all of the types of atoms
that we have so far known to the humans.
Yes. There might be more. And when each time it's discovered, it's put in the table.
Okay. And so how many elements are there in the periodic table?
118.
That we know so far, right?
So far.
Okay. So now would you like to begin with the element of the day?
Element of the day. Okay. Let me roll the drum, or let's say not drum roll, let's say flip the pages.
Flip the pages of your own book that you are looking up on the internet and researching and writing.
Yes. To find out the element of the day. Potassium.
Okay, you are starting with potassium, is it?
Yes.
Okay, not with the first element of the periodic table?
Yeah, that's hydrogen.
But you don't want to start with hydrogen.
Yeah, I want it all mixed up. Like you're mixing up vegetables for a salad. So this is a salad of the elements of the periodic table.
Okay.
Potassium. Okay. So the pure form of potassium is a lightweight silvery metal that is soft enough cut with a knife, and potassium is kind of a metal, and you know it has a super really really weird reaction.
What kind of reaction?
It's a really super reaction, and it's really amazing, but you will be shocked if you put potassium into water.
Is it?
Yes. It will create a small explosion.
Right.
It will catch on fire. It will explode if it catches on fire.
Wow.
And it catches fire when it goes in water.
Okay. Do you have any idea why that happens?
But I saw it in some videos.
Okay, so you have not researched about that.
But fresh potassium is silvery white, but it tarnishes, or let's say goes dull, in a matter of seconds.
So why are you calling it fertilizer fun in your book?
Because potassium is found in fertilizer.
As in, it's one of the fertilizers given to plants.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is this picture you've drawn in your book?
A fertilizer bag.
Okay. And what is the atomic weight of potassium? Atomic number.
Oh yeah, 19.
And what's this chemical symbol?
K.
Why is it K although potassium starts with P?
Let's check it out. P. Because P symbol is phosphorus.
Okay. But why should that be still called K? It could be called by some other letter also.
PO. Because the element polonium
is PO.
Yeah.
No, but that's very weird, you know, because potassium would have been discovered before polonium.
But I know, but
maybe there must be some reason. What I'm trying to tell you is that you need to look this up. First is that why it, when you put it in water, it explodes. And second is why is it called K? Maybe because of some Latin name for, you know, some other name for potassium starts with K. We don't know, or we do know that.
Yes, and do you know why it won't even be PT? Because that's the symbol of platinum.
Oh, wow. Nice, isn't it? And do you remember what is atomic number is 19, right? Then what is atomic weight, atomic something else?
Atomic weight. 39.
Okay. And you know, there is something called as potassium permanganate, you know, which we used to put to purify water in olden days. Long back when the water purified by the local government was not good enough for us. You know, that was like when we were too small. So I think that's it for the day, is it?
No. And do you actually know why it cannot, the potassium salt cannot even be PA?
Why?
Because that's protactinium.
Okay. So I'll tell you the name of potassium comes from the name kalium or kalium, I'm not sure, but kalium was used to be called as potassium in the 19th century. You know, it was the name given by German chemist Martin Heinrich Klaproth. So it was called as kalium because it is alkali, or you know, something like that. So it was called as kalium or kalium, and that's why it's called K.
Oh,
that's the reason. And we have to also check why does potassium catch fire, right?
Yeah, in water.
Okay, why does potassium burn in water? Because it's a, first of all, it metal, it becomes, when it melts, it doesn't, it's reacts with water or any moisture, and suddenly it becomes potassium hydroxide. So it becomes KOH plus H2, I think. H2O, right? So KOH plus H, hydrogen gas. K plus H2O becomes KOH, potassium hydroxide plus hydrogen gas. So that's why I think it's flammable. And the hydrogen that gets produced can ignite, can catch fire. Because there is, yeah. Yes, so that's how it is flammable in water. Did you get anything out of that? K plus H2O becomes KOH.
Yes.
Plus, you know, so hydrogen gets released. KOH plus H2, and H2 is hydrogen, I think. Yep. So that's how hydrogen gets released, and it is flammable.
Of course it is.
So I think, are we done with the episode today?
Yes.
So let's say bye-bye.
Bye.